Second parak of Hedges, first mission of Chanina, Skana Koinin, Heyin, Albert Varn. He testified four things. Mimeim Shal Koyanim. In the times of the Koyanim, like Nibnum, Elisha, Bosra, Nitman, Bevlada Tuma, and Bosra, Nitman, Beava Tuma. Even though we're talking about they burnt together meat, that one was Nitman, Bevlada Tuma, the Gemara says it's really a Sheni Betuma. So one Bosra is a Shlishi Betuma. And the other was Nidma Ba'ava Tumah. Sometimes Nidma Ba'ava Tumah becomes a Rishon Tumah. So you're being burning together something, a Rishon with a Shlishi. Now, the Loch is if a Shlishi touches a Rishon, it becomes a Sheni. So Afal B, Shemaisif and Tumah Al-Tumah, even though by burning them together, according to the Shlishi, they become a Sheni. But since anyway they're being burnt, we're not Choshish for that fact that you're in time with them. In the days of the Kohenim, they were not machmir not to use shemen that was nifzu b'tful yoyim. A shemen that was touched by tful yoyim as a din of a shlishi b'tumah. So tful yoyim means somebody who already went to the mikveh, but if he was nitma b'tumah deraisa, he has to wait till sunset till he could touch chum and kochim. So this person was a tful yoyim. He went to the mikveh. He has the status of a sheni. He touches the shem. The shem is a shlishi. But ner she nitma b'tmei meis, and they used a candlestick, which was tmei meis. It's a metal candlestick, not a pottery. That is a din of avatuma. So now you're taking something that's a shlishi b'tuma and putting an avatuma. That's even worse than before. Before came in contact with a rishon tuma. So it only goes up one madrig. Here it's going to go up two levels from the shlishi to a rishon. And after Pisha Maisim al Tamas, so basically same concept that Chanina Skanakonim said before, that since it's anyway, they're both anyway Tomei, you let it burn them together. She was saying a Chiddush that not only can you make the Shlishi into a Shein, you can even make it into a Rishon.